But where I want to zero in and the questions I would like answered are very, very specific, which are two examples of dealerships that are closed in the state of Florida. One is, Mr. Press, in Miami, Tamiami Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Mr. Planas told me that his dealership was perhaps the top seller in the South Florida area, one of the top 100 in the country. Seems to me the kind of dealership you would want to see continue. Now, the other one is in Central Florida, GM, Mr. Henderson, Holler Chevrolet. I've grown up in Central Florida, lived there all of my life. Holler is synonymous with Chevrolet in the Central Florida region. Until Bill Hurd Chevrolet ceased to exist, they were number two. I presume now, since they no longer are around, they would be the number one dealer in the Central Florida region. How in the world does it make sense for a dealership like that to also be on the list of closures? In addition to the fact that they're one of the top sellers you have to have in Florida, they also have excellent customer service and everything else. They know how to run this business. They've been in it all their lives. So the specifics of this is, what rhyme or reason is there to this? Because it is people's livelihoods. It is people's businesses. So we need to understand it so we can answer these questions from our constituents. I think they deserve to understand the rationale why a dealership like Tamiami or Holler would be closed in these two communities, where these dealers, to anyone who would see it, would seem to be incredibly successful dealers, the kinds of dealers you would want for your future company if you're going to make it.